time for us to have a look at what's happening in 702 land. And 2 weeks ago, the National Arts Festival announced its program for this year. And this year is quite an important year because the National Arts Festival celebrates its Gold Jubilee. It's turning 50 years old. And so it has the interesting task of having a program that I guess reflects on the past couple of years, but also that looks forward. And so joining us this morning to tell us about the 2024 National Arts Festival program, we're joined by Artistic Director of the National Arts Festival, Rusera Sathal, joins us this morning. Rusera, very good morning to you. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast.
Thank you for having me. Good morning to you, Googs.
Thank you for your time. So tell us about some of the thinking, the big picture thinking around this program. How do you go about, where do you start putting together a program that marks 50 years of the iconic National Arts Festival?
It's always the question every year. And then this year, of course, with much more prominence. And because it's also 30 years of democracy. So this question of where are we now, where have we come from, what are we looking ahead to, is it's always present when we put together the program, but this year ever more so. So, you know, and I must say that the festival, as maybe you or some of your listeners know, we invite works, but we also open up our program, we open up a call for artists to put forward what it is they want to bring through. So we've had very interesting responses from artists as well, obviously across theatre and dance and music. And we have artists bringing in new works, new propositions, as well as old works that we feel right now is kind of timeliest to pick up those conversations again.
And so the when the program started, or the festival started 50 years ago, it was, you know, about 60 works. And since then, the program has grown substantially. Tell us about the different parts that make up the National Arts Festival program.
Absolutely. You know, in the festival, when it started, it was actually a Shakespeare festival, kind of celebrating English language. And now, you know, we have works across all disciplines, across different languages. We have different components. So there's the Fringe Festival, which also wasn't initially part of the festival in 1976. I think it was kind of mid-80s that we really had this Fringe platform with, which is uncurated and has really artists bringing through their own voices, their own directions. So the festival's grown this year. We have just under 40 main production works, and we have around 200 fringe works. So it's still a significant festival with a significant offering. I suppose there's some very exciting musicians over both weekends. Sipo Hot Sticks Mabuse and Mandisi Diantis are two big names, as well as Zoe Modija, who's our Standard Bank Young Artist winner for music. All of them bringing their loved music, Zoe bringing some new work, and really, I think, capturing a kind of celebratory moment that we have. We've also got Monaheng Motshabi, he's also known as Vice, he's a theatre maker out of Gauteng, bringing an existing work called Red on the Rainbow, where he's kind of revisiting some of the ideals we had around this kind of rainbow nation in 1994, revisiting these questions of where we are in relation to human dignity. And so the festival, as it does every year, has this kind of breadth of works that are really deeply inquiring and reflecting, as well as works that really a possibility to kind of, you know, put your bags down, relax, celebrate.
Yeah. I was quite excited when I attended the launch of the National Arts Festival program, hearing you speak about a circus that's coming from Zambia. Because that sounded so exciting. And I don't think there's been a circus at the festival before, a sign to be created. But tell us about the inclusion of the circus that is coming from Zambia.
Sure. We started bringing circus as we reopened after COVID, which is quite nice, the possibility to kind of fly through air after being very restrained. And so this year we are bringing it's Circus Zambia, and they've kind of operated out of Zambia for many years, and they have a work called Afronauts, which really interestingly, so it's circus, and it has all of the excitement and joys of circus, flying through the air, various amazing tricks. But there's also the narrative that they draw from, which is a group of creative young people, dreamers, innovators from the 1960s, who had this vision to travel to the moon. It's going to be the first African country to travel to the moon. So Circus Zambia draws on this story and brings us a circus piece that is really, I mean, I think it's a really beautiful show for families from very old to very young. And it will be in our biggest venue, which is a great space for circus. You can kind of capture the full extent of the feats that they perform. So they're coming through. I'm really looking forward to having them.
There's also going to be a permanent installation in Makanda that's mm-hmm. going to be done for the fest, but then it remains in Makanda. Tell us about that installation.
Yeah, I think you're talking about Mandla Mbotwe's work. So this is also something that we're trialing this year, and we're going to see, definitely we have intention of seeing how it can live at the festival. But I mean, it's something that the festival team and artists have reflected on for some time, and it is this possibility to, within the festival, have a space for memory, particularly for the memory of creative workers and artists who we've lost. If we understand our artists as the holders of memory, the keepers of our stories, it's really, you know, we are very interested in saying, how can the National Arts Festival create a moment every year as a space for memory and reflection for artists who we've lost? And so our revered theatre maker Mandla Mbotwe is going to create the first offering for this mm-hmm. year. It's a work called Izandi Zemilambo Yambokusi, beautifully titled The Sounds of Their Rivers in Us. And it will be a space, there'll be music, and there'll be different kinds of music and different possibilities for people to come in and spend time with looking through those who we've lost. We'll think about how we bring this through every year, but it's definitely a new component of the festival moving forward.
Mm. And so when do tickets go on sale along with the festival program?
So you were at the festival preview launch, which was very exciting to kind of give a little sneak peeks. Mm-hmm. On Monday the 29th, the festival program will be fully on the website. There's a few aspects which we'll bring through at a later point, like the jazz festival. Certainly one can see about the jazz festival at some of our talks program, but the full detail of that program will be in a few days. But Monday for sure, on the website, you can buy tickets. You can get the full picture of the fringe program, of the curated program, and as it has been for a few years, you can buy tickets securely online at nationalartsfestival.co.za.
Sounds great. Sarah, thank you so much for making time for us this morning.
Thank you, Googs. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to seeing you at the festival.
Thank you very much. That's Artistic Director of the National Arts Festival, which celebrates its 50th year this year, Rusira Sethal, joining us this morning.